problem at all. All right, you are tuned to your community conscious radio station, WMNF Tampa, 88.5 FM, WMNF.org, wherever else you happen to be, streaming 24 hours a day worldwide. All right, this first set is for our friends, the dancers, and I'm going to impart a little information to you here. I read a great article in this month's Blues Music Magazine. Art Tapaldi interviewed Terrence Simeon, and they talked about Cajun and Zydeco music and the differences in it. And I want to let you know what they are. You know, Cajun music employs waltzes, fiddles, and French ballads. Creole music uses accordions, rub boards, and syncopated rhythms, more like in the blues or R&B. And they said here, to fully understand Zydeco, you got to trace its beginnings back to the Juré. And the Juré was the roots of the Zydeco music, and it was like the work songs and field hollers that were essential to the foundation of the blues. The Juré was the music made with no instruments, only hand clapping, feet stomping, and one's voice. And an interesting little side note on that, Alan Lomax, or John and Alan Lomax, were down in the South, in Louisiana, in the 20s and 30s, and they recorded some of the Jurés because they were just blown away by the music. Well, they came back in the 40s, and they couldn't find anybody doing that style anymore. The style had evolved, and it was just completely gone, but... just some interesting things, a little about the differences between the Cajun and Zydeco. And Simeon says here, to really understand the differences, he says, think Dewey Balfa versus Clifton Chenier, or Beausoleil versus Buckwheat. Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to start with Dewey Balfa playing the Cajun national anthem, Les Jolies Blondes, and then Clifton Chenier. And then we got Beausoleil, and then Buckwheat, and then we're going to have a tune from, no, we're not. We're not going to do that this time. We're going to get that later. We're going to get him next week, something from Terrence Simeon. But this is just to kind of give you an idea about the differences in the music between the Cajun and the Zydeco music. So we're going to start with... Dewey Balfa.
I can't pass on. Well, fool, let me. You better pass on. Well, fool, let me. But you don't make it gone. But you don't make it gone. But you don't make it gone. When you want to tell.
All right, let's see. I know I got to do something. Here we go.
WMNF's Tropical Heat Wave is back at the Cuban Club in Ybor on Saturday, May 4th. You'll see an eclectic mix of national and local bands, like The Record Company.
I got this lap to fix, threw it all out in a ditch, broke it down when I was sick, built it back up brick by brick.
We have a few things up our sleeves, too, like local food and art vendors, refillable water bottle stations for a greener experience, and cool swag. All while celebrating with your WMNF community. Don't miss WMNF's Tropical Heat Wave, May 4th at the Cuban Club in Ybor. See the full lineup and buy tickets at tropicalheatwave.org.
Tropical Heat Wave, Saturday, May the 4th. It's coming quicker than...
It's going to be a very exciting Tropical Heat Wave.
It is.
I am so excited. I'm
looking forward to it as well. It's the biggest thing we do. And I'm glad it's back, because when it was gone, that's kind of...
And y'all need to get your tickets. $40. That is such a deal.
For what, 16 bands? That's like $3. $2.50 a piece, something like that? I don't know.
Unreal.
It's cheapo beepo. All right. In this next set, I must admit, I stole this one from another article in Blues Music Magazine. And they were writing an article about Matthias Lateen. And we're familiar with him because we've been playing some of his music. But they were talking about six, young black guys that are playing the blues. And it is a beautiful thing for the blues. And we're going to feature five of them in this set. We already played one earlier, and that was Kingfish. And there's a couple of new guys because, I felt so inadequate as... Nancy had those new players that just blew me away. So I got some new guys here, too. Stephen Hall is one of these new up-and-comers. Another guy by the name of Sean McDonald. And then we've got Matthias Lateen, Dylan Triplett, and DK Harrell. And DK has been signed for next year's Tampa Bay Blues Festival. Now, I don't know if we had anything to do with that, but... that was the top vote getter here on Mo Blues Monday with your responses last week to the festival. And whether we had anything to do with it or not, I don't know. But it was Chuck announced on Thursday that Tab would be back to close Sunday and that DK Harrell was on the bill. So good stuff. Good for all of us. We're going to be happy about that. All right, let's get into it. Oh, we need to do our WOGO. Thank you, Nancy. We got a WOGO here, and this one is not as big an adventure as some of the other ones. Phil Filipowicz has been a Milwaukee guitar player. He's been around a long time. We've been playing his stuff over the years. Sandy Carroll got a new CD. That is Jim Gaines' wife. Mm. Jim Gaines, the producer for guys like Santana and Luther Allison. Sandy is his wife. And Robert Top Thomas is a guy from the Jacksonville area. So we're going to take the first call at 813-239-9663. 813-239-9663. First caller, you are the wiener. Here we go. Let's get some music going. This is Stephen Hall with a tune called Toys in My Eyes.
In my eyes.
I got these toys in mind. 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 I can't freaking sleep with all these toys in mind. This theme park release got me all up in chain. Them secret cops, they give me all of these pain. They got my fans all locked up in a little known jail. I'm about to create some mega mouse hell. A dog, a genie, a witch and more. Got them all locked up behind a cage door. The king of the parks be taking all my fans' cash. If
better watch out, or we'll be kicking some ass. The door's in mine. I got these doors in mine. I got these doors in mine. I got these doors in mine. I can't friggin' sleep with all these doors in mine. This little tiny rat be cooking all this jailhouse up scrap. Little did he know he'd be in this rap. I'm about to make a never-never-land mess. The duck might be mad, but I couldn't care less. The lion, the deer, and the characters that we all adore. Never did I think that we'd all be at war. The lines at the park, so friggin' long, it gave me a little time to write this song. I got the toys in mind. Toys in mind. I got these toys in mind. I got these toys in mind. Can't friggin' sleep with all these toys in mind. Now as I look to finish this crazy little song, I love all the theme parks, don't get me wrong. But just as you think to book your fun little trip, I wanna give you all a very good tip. Walk, drive, or take the train. If you book a flight through Atlanta, the lines are insane. Oh, and whatever you do, you're learning just from us. But don't you book a trip through the park at Christmas. Got these toys in mind. 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 Can't freaking sleep. I can't freaking sleep. With these toys in mind.
Cause ain't nothing left but me, baby. Everything feels like blue without you by my side. Everything feels like blue without you by my side. I haven't been the same since you walked out my life. My friends don't see me crying about the one now who changed my life. The way I feel about you, honey, it's just something I can't really hide. Something about the time I'm waiting has me really, really like night, yeah. Oh no, baby.
like one man. your head in your hand.
There we go. I think the Blues are in really good shape coming up in the next generation. All five of these guys, D.K. Harrell, Dylan Triplett, Matthias Lateen, Sean McDonald, and Stephen Hull, got a great future in front of them, and they're playing some really, really fine blues. Add Kingfish to that list of people, those six guys. Man, all in their 20s. All playing some really, really fine blues, and that warms my soul, I'll tell you. All right, let me do this.
WMNF's Eclectic Community Music Festival Tropical Heat Wave 2024 is taking place on May 4th in Ybor City. We are full up on food vendors and are now seeking arts and crafts vendors to offer a variety of items for attendees. Tropical Heat Wave will be held at the Cuban Club located on the corner of Republica de Cuba and Palm Avenue in Ybor City. For more information and vendor fees, please email WMNF at WMNF.org or call during business hours at 813-238-8001. Go to TropicalHeatWave.org for lineup, tickets, and more. Thanks.
And stay right here for some more music. We got a few birthdays here, three more that we're going to get here before we run out of time. Lachie Doley, Albert King, and Calvin Owens. I call this set Blues with Horns.
Blues, baby, 'cause I went along I got the greatest blues. Since I went and lost the greatest love, I got the greatest blues. Since I went and lost the greatest love I ever known. Thank you.
Wow. Blues with Horns. Holy mackerel. That was Calvin Owens, and the tune there was the Trumpet Blues. And before that, Albert King, that was Too Easy. That was just a short version of I'll Play the Blues for You. And we started off with Latchy Doley and a tune called The Greatest Blues. Hope you like those. I kind of do. I love the blues and horns. They go together. They go together. Hey, I was looking at the inductees for the 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I must say that the blues are kind of represented here. Alexis Korner, John Mayall, and Big Mama Thornton are all going to be inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame this year, so good for us. Good for the blues. Alexis and John, of course, are both so instrumental in the British blues. Alexis was a great blues guy, songwriter, did a radio show too. Certainly one of the fathers of the British blues invasion. All right, we're going to make blues and jazz clash here and collide right here before we get out of town and make room for Bob and Jazz in the Night. I'm going to go back to that Count Basie orchestra, that Grammy-winning CD, Basie Swings the Blues, for a tune called Rock Candy, and it features George Benson. Well, all right. That was that collision of blues and jazz as we make room for Bob Seymour. He's all set and ready to go for Jazz in the Night tonight. Thanks so much for joining me tonight here on Mo Blues Monday. It's always a blast playing the blues for you. Hey, we did have a winner on that WOGO. Stella in Odessa was the first caller, so we're getting those CDs out to her for that discovery of some new music. Hey, speaking of discovery, you can discover a whole lot of bands for a cheap price, only $40, at Tropical Heat Wave. 16 bands for $40. That's what, $250 a band, something like that? That's pretty cheap. Try to find something that good anywhere else. Hey, we'll talk about this next week. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week on Mo Blues Monday. This is your community conscious radio station, WMNF, Tampa.